Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tutiet. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.
Good evening, Europe. This is East Dorset calling. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on 92.3 Forest FM with your host, Kieran Tuttiot. Linda Martin, if any of you can remember, from the summer of 2013, live on RTE's Saturday Night Late Show. Or was it the Saturday Night Show? I think it's the Saturday Night Show on RTE Television. And if you remember, Linda Martin won for Ireland in 1992 and came second for them in 1984. And that was her version of Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams's Get Lucky. Yes, different, wasn't it? But I thought it gets the party going, doesn't it? And the show, of course. And we'll move on to our next song, which is from the German national final. Now, I heard it earlier today and I thought, wow, that is amazing. And if this represented Germany, I think it could do very, very well. And it could obviously do so much better than how poor Anne-Sophie did last year with Nil Point. With Black Smoke. But this is awesome. It sounds a little bit like it was a song sung by Meatloaf. And There is a little bit of a Meatloaf feel here. So let me know what you think, and it'd be great to hear from you and get your comments in and get your requests in too. But I'll give you all the details a little bit later on. But this is Anastasia with Mystery of a Blood Red Rose. And yes, this is in this year's German national final.
Yeah. day. You cured all of my pain.
The big finish from Peter Elfmalov with Eye That Never Lie for Belarus 2009. It's my favourite Belarusian entry ever. I love it, and the camera work was amazing. It got to 13th in the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest. Actually, tell a lie, it was in the first semi-final. Deserved so much better, but his hair was, I don't know, it just didn't work. But never mind. It was awesome. I love that tune. Love that tune. Now, the next song I'm going to play is from a gentleman who represented the United Kingdom in the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, Scott Fitzgerald. Scott Fitzgerald was only 1 point away from drawing, at least, and winning the Eurovision Song Contest from Celine Dion. Now, Celine Dion won the Eurovision in 1988 in Dublin with Ne partez pas sans moi, Don't Leave Without Me Now. And Scott Fitzgerald previously had some big hits in the 70s, he did. And we're going to hear this one, which is from Scott Fitzgerald, and it's also from Australian-born Yvonne Healy. And I think you all know this song. It was the titled song, though in a slightly different version, from the film Babe. And you remember the pig? Yes, I think we all do. Great times of, I think, back when I was slightly younger, watching it in the cinema. Very excited. And the song If I Had Words. This was a big hit for Yvonne Healy and Scott Fitzgerald back in 1978. So this is them with If I Had Words.
Yeah. G'day, this is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hours flashing by, I just don't know what to do. Days turn into weeks, but all I think about is you. It's clear I've got a problem, baby, you and me are through. I need to kick the habit, kick the habit, kick the habit. I need to kick the habit, kick the habit, kick the habit of you. I've been cheating, I've been lying, I just gotta get my fix. You name it, I tried it, it doesn't do the trick. Now everybody's telling me what I already know, that I need to kick the habit, kick the habit, kick the habit. I need to kick the habit, kick the habit, kick the habit, 'cause it's toxic wasteland. Toxic wasteland. Ain't no other way to say it, babe, you're no good for me. Now this meant to be is like a shadow haunting me. Wish away for miracles, they never come free. I need to kick the habit, kick the habit, kick the habit. I need to kick the habit, kick the habit, kick the habit, 'cause it's toxic wasteland. Toxic.
Amaryllis there, Kick the Habit. That was from the Belgian National Final 2016. Yes, and I think it came second last, if I remember rightly. I could have got that wrong. It was either last or second last. But I like that song, I really do. That was the unplugged version too. The original is quite a... Let me just say, it's an acquired taste. Oh yes, oh yes. Quite like one's oysters, yes. Okay, we're going to move on now to a brand new entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Now, there has been hints that it might change for this country, but at the moment, we're going to stick with this one. Okay, right, yes. So we're heading over to the sunny Mediterranean island of Malta. And this lady represented Malta in the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Seventh Wonder, and she's back in 2016. She won the Maltese National Final last Saturday, and quite convincingly too. Great song this too, but I don't know how it's going to do in the Eurovision Song Contest. It needs a bit of a revamp, I think, to just have a bit more punch, if you don't mind me saying, and it doesn't have to be alcoholic. So, let's move on swiftly and go to Malta 2016 now. Okay, so this is Ira Losko with Chameleon.
Far away at the break of day, we can do anything. Bear your soul, shed your flesh and bone, feel it within. Take you up to a higher ground.
Oscar with Chameleon. Yes, Malta 2016. Right, it's now time for Rob's Random Request. Oh yes, and he's got a doozy this week. Now, this beat the United Kingdom in the scoreboard. This is from 2001, and it's brilliant. I love this. This is Bosnia-Herzegovina, 2001. This is Nino with Hanno.
Come on. Sunce zađe tačno u pola tri i da me iz vedra neba grom pogodi. Ti ne bi brinula, ne bi okom trepnula, a kamoli kad te zovem glavu okrenula. I da snijeg sad padne po Beharu i voću i da ti u lice kažem ono šta hoću, ti ne bi brinula, ne bi okom trepnula, a kamoli za moj hatar barem nasmiješila. Hano, hajde de, za ti oči ne pide, za ti duša ne sluša kad kažem da volim te. Hano, hajde de, za ti oči ne pide, duša ne sluša kad kažem da volim te. What can I say? You keep telling me to let you go. That makes me wanna cry, 'cause God knows I love you so, so much, I'm gonna die. Hanno, come, come on, tell me what is going on. Tell me would it be alright for me to be alive. Hanno, come, come on, tell me what is going on.
There we are, Nino with Hanno, Bosnia-Herzegovina, 2001. Yes, spooky. But I love that song. It's great, great, great. Okay, now we have a request from Aaron coming up very soon, as well as we'll play the first ever play here on Forest FM of the Belarusian entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And, but first, it is now time for the Eurovision Showcase News. Right, on February the 15th, the Georgian entry will be selected for the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. Georgia are represented by Nika Karyakov and the Young Georgian Lolitas. Now, TVP, the Polish state broadcaster, has today opened their submission process for the 2016 selection process for the Eurovision. The broadcaster will accept songs for the contest up to February the 8th, and the rules state that the songs must not have been released before September the 1st, and the song and lyrics must be original. EVP will then listen to all of the submissions, and on February the 16th they will release a list of participants in the selection for the their national final in March, and it's March the 5th. Now on Thursday afternoon, TVE, the Spanish broadcaster, has announced more details about their 2016 selection process, which is called Objetivo Eurovision, which takes place this coming Monday, yes, tomorrow. The broadcaster has announced the running order for the selection, as well as more details about the guest performances. The guests on the show include Dinesh, Mariel, Corral, Briquette, and Jorge Gonzalez, as well as they'll be performing a medley of Eurovision hits from Spain. Also, Sweden's Eurovision winner in 2012, Loreen, will be there, but the running order will be Maverick, Bari, Kyoto Jones, Salvia Bertrand, Maria Isabel, and finally, Electric Nina. The running order for Ukraine and Switzerland's national final have been released. You can check them all out at eurovoir.com. And the EBU have confirmed that there will be no fake applause in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, and I cannot be happier about this. I'll tell you more about it now. SVT have confirmed to Alphabladet, a sort of a Swedish magazine, and said that they will not be using the fake applause during the show to cover up the applause, audience booing, shall I say. SVT, the host broadcaster of this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Sweden, has promised not to use any pre-recorded applause to cover up booing, which occurred in Vienna. The head of SVT told Aftonbladet, of course, we want to make it an authentic show, and we will not censor the different parts. With regards to last year's use of pre-recorded applause, Jon Olasand, the executive supervisor of the Eurovision Song Contest, told Aftonbladet that it was ORF's decision and not the EBU's. And Mr. Sand told the paper that at no stage did the EBU ask for it, and that the decision by ORF was in line with other productions at the companies, adding that if they was not to form, just as long as they're not censoring the on-stage product, of course. So, it's interesting, this one. I mean, I'm no doubt the arguments and the debate, shall I say, will continue about the use of that, and particularly the booing in the Eurovision Song Contest towards Russia, and maybe any other country performing on the stage. As we know, it's slightly disrespectful and slightly rude. Essentially, it's very rude. Never mind. But anyway, that's your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Tuttiet. You're listening to Forest FM. Feel the music with Forest FM.
Ik meende alles wat ik zei. Ik heb ook geleerd om te vechten voor een nieuwe dag. Is dat dan verkeerd? Ik wil alles met je delen. Wil alles voor je zijn. En als jij me wilt vertrouwen, dan delen we de pijn. Samen met je Jan. Het leven is een straat die eens doodloopt als je niet meer weet hoe het verder gaat. Even, ja heel even.
What an amazing tune from the Netherlands in 1990. Maywood with Ik was alles meegedegen. Oh, how was that for my Dutch? Deary me. Yes, the Netherlands in 1990. Great stuff. Okay, we actually have a brand new segment this week. I'm going to debut it right now. And it's now time for Live and Kicking. Yes, Live and Kicking. Oh, it brings back so many great nostalgic memories there. And this is part of the show where I'm going to play you a live version of a Eurovision Song Contest song. And this week, and the first ever one on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot, is from Luxembourg in 1986. Chérie Slochans with L'amour de ma vie. That came third.
J'ai tant d'amour en moi, sans raison, tellement le cœur qui bat, sans raison, que je veux bien partir un jour pour la raison d'amour. Vers l'homme qui me dira sans raison des choses qu'on ne dit pas, sans raison des mots plus beaux pour les enfants.
Now
Charisse Laurence, L'amour de ma vie. Oh yes, from Luxembourg in 1986. Still got Maywood still on my mind. Oh, still an amazing song. Anyway, both of them are fantastic. Now we head over to our request from Aaron Cardwell. Thank you very much, Aaron, for your request. Very much appreciated. He's listening to us in London today, so thank you very much. And your request is the song that came second for the Netherlands in 2014. An absolute brilliant song. Absolute brilliant song. And did very, very well in the UK charts. Better than Conchita's song Rise Like a Phoenix. That won, obviously, for Austria in 2014. And here we go. This is the Common Linnets with Calm After the Storm.
Driving in a fast lane.
Visioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Remember how we laughed away the hours. busy years went rushing by us. We lost our starry notions on the way. If by chance I'd see you in the tavern, we'd smile at one another and we'd say,
that's Mary Hopkin with Those Were the Days. That was a hit for her in 1968, 2 years before she entered the Eurovision Song Contest with Knock Knock, Who's There, and coming a very respectable second place, just behind everybody's sweet Irish girl, Dana. Now she's trying to become Irish president. Well, she was a few years ago. Had a few years before that, and not very successful, sadly, but there you go, that's what happens. That's politics for you. Right, we're coming towards the end of the show, and I'm going to give you a classic Eurovision song, which is loved by many Eurovision fans to this day still, and regarded as the best Lithuanian entry. It didn't do particularly that well. It only came 20th out of 23, which is really sad. The performance wasn't the greatest, but you can't have it all, can you? Anyways, this is Aista with Strazdus, Lithuania, 1999.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Aister, Rastus, Lithuania, 1999. Oh, great. Now, it's time for our final song. Now, this probably goes to show how forgettable this can be. But I told you earlier, I was going to play the Belarusian entry, which was decided a couple of weeks ago. Yes. Oh, dear. Well, last week, technically. Friday, not of last week, yes. So, yeah, it probably says everything. But I must admit, this studio version, which I'm obviously going to play for you now, sounds so much better than it does live. Oh, dear. Belarus, why do you do it to yourself? But, yes, we're going to hear the entry from Belarus. 2016, it's from Ivan, and it's called Help You Fly. Take a listen to this.
They make your reasons insane. It's time you release yourself before you can let go.
See, that last note is the thing that really gets to me. Probably, actually, now come to think of it, makes me remember it slightly for the worse reasons more than the happier reasons. Yeah, so that's Belarus 2016. So, oh yes, some car crash TV coming in May. Oh, no doubt, no doubt. But what a shame. There were some really good songs in the Belarusian National Final. Navi, for example. Deserved so much better. Still, never mind. Right, that's the Eurovision showcase for this week. Sorry. Well, Well, I'd like to thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot. It's been a pleasure, as always. Now, you can keep in contact with the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and find us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Or if you want to find it on your search bar on Facebook, then just type in the Eurovision Showcase. You'll find it there. And if you would like to get in contact with us via email, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. It would be wonderful to hear from you. Make sure you join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on 92.3 Forest FM. Make sure you listen and watch the Spanish National Final tomorrow night, which will be at 9 p.m. GMT. And you can find all of the details via eurovoir.com. So look after yourselves. Take care. So au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Have a nice day. And I'll see you next Sunday, 5 p.m.